from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Curry on WVON AM 1690.
Hello, hello, hello. This is America's Heroes Group Roundtable with Partner Veterans Business Project. February is African American History and American Heart Health Month. We are so pleased to be able to talk more about the Veterans Business Project 2020 updates. And on our live line, we are pleased to have Lynn Lauder, major U.S. Marine veteran, co-founder and co-CEO of Veterans Business Project. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Cliff.
Good, Lynn. Thank you. Also dealing with us, being with us, I should say, is Dale Eisenberg, son of a World War II pilot and co-founder of CEO of Veterans Business Project. Dale, how are you?
Just great. Glad to be here.
Good, good, good. I want you both to tell us as much as you can. Whoever wants to start off, please do so, because this is important. We want everybody to know about it.
Sure. Well, Cliff, I'd like to give a quick overview, if I can.
Say who you are, Lynn. You will identify yourselves, please.
This is Lynn Lauder, CEO of Veteran Business Project.
Right.
Cliff, I just want to, as a quick review, tell people that we are, our mission is to get veterans into business. We offer free business matchmaking for veterans, a success manager like myself or Dale, to help these veterans and their spouses through the process of looking for and finding a business. We help establish a plan of action for that. We offer ongoing mentoring throughout the entire buy-sell process, and we even assist in helping them find funding where needed. We have actually a couple of very, very exciting things to report. Before I do that, our phone number is 833-883-8249, and our website is at veteranbusinessproject.org. Altogether, veteranbusinessproject.org.
Great.
Since we last talked, Cliff, we are having some conversations now with organizations that are really throwing their weight behind us so we can take our program all across America. It is growing every day. We are aligned with the Department of Treasury right now and their Community Development Financial Institutions program. And that is, I think, the closest thing that we've seen to a very reachable and attainable aspect to financing so that veterans can really get the capital that they need to move forward in their business. If you don't mind, I'd like to toss it over to Dale because
sure.
He's actually working on a couple pending deals now that I think you'd find interesting.
Absolutely. Thank you. Dale?
Yeah, well, since we've talked last, Cliff, the number of veterans coming to us has really been increasing, two, three a week just for myself. So right now I'm dealing with over 60 veterans looking for businesses at various levels and stages of their interest. So there's the couple that are pending right now should actually be completed in the next few months. But the one I wanted to mention in particular has to do with the Marine that came to us probably over 6 months ago. And he wound up coming out of the service. He was 100% disabled, and that was his rating. So he came to us and he said, geez, what can I do? I mean, he's not physically totally impaired, but his rating is indeed 100%. So what he did is he did a lot of research. We talked to him about franchises that might be good for him. He did his due diligence, and he's decided to become part of a national water filtration company. I think what's pretty exciting about it, and we've had other successes along the way, but I think his story goes a long way to offering inspiration to other veterans that might be struggling. And I think Lynn will elaborate more, but really hope is in our core, and it's the reason we do what we do in Veterans Business Project. And I think Lynn can really go further into that.
It really sounds like there's some real progress, real progress going there. What else do we need to know, gentlemen?
Well, one thing.
Lynn?
Lynn. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello, can you hear me, Clint?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Building on what Dale was talking about, for this coming year, I sat on the Small Business Administration's Advisory Committee for Veterans Business Affairs out in Washington, D.C. We get together 4 times every year. This particular calendar year, which is my 3rd year on that committee, I am really leading the charge for the entire committee on veterans' access to capital. So the good news is more and more at the federal level, people are beginning to awaken to the notion that veterans really are more than ever important in this regard, and they're pulling out the stops to give veterans opportunities for real access to capital. What we think is where this is all going is that even the SBA is coming alongside us with regard to talking to the Department of Treasury and the Community Development Financial Institutions Fund. And that is the program that we have aligned ourselves with practically, Cliff. This is a program that has been around 40 years. It applies to inner city and rural areas. It has the following criteria, basically. It's a max loan of $250,000. There's no FICO score. There's, I'd say, minimal collateral that's involved. And there is some rigor in terms of the paperwork and such that you go through, and we help people fill that out. But this program has been around for 40 years. 40. Mm. And we just found out about it about 6 months ago. This is what happens sometimes, I think, in big bureaucracies where the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing, so to speak. Not being hypercritical here, but it is sometimes one of, in a big bureaucracy, people know what the other person is doing in that organization as a whole. So even though we're SBA, we're seeing that this Treasury Department program is the best fit that we have ever seen as yet, mm-hmm, for veterans to have access to capital to start their business, Cliff. It's a pretty exciting time right now.
That is amazing. The program has been around for 40 years.
40 years, Cliff. 40. Yep.
Yeah. And you folks found out about it, and you're really making use of it.
We're kicking it in overdrive, I'll tell you. Here's something else I wanted to be aware of, and for the people listening.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have an entire wealth transfer situation going on in our country, Cliff. The average age for current veteran-owned small businesses, and we have got a lot of them here in Chicagoland, average age is 73. And many of these small businesses currently existing do not have a succession plan. By that I mean that it's not uncommon that the current owner-operator does not have a son or a daughter or a grandchild that wants to take the business. So there they sit. And we get calls from these people. They basically have heard about us, and what they'd like us to do is to find a veteran or two that they could talk to, and perhaps the veteran would be interested in taking the business forward. Now, that is the essence of what we call our V-Harmony program. We match veterans and their spouses that are looking to get in business with current business owners looking to sell. Now, this is a massive problem across the country, Cliff, massive problem. We've had the state of California talk to us about helping them chart a course in this regard. We're doing the same right now for the state of Texas with some of their senior people, and we're doing it right here in Illinois, in our home state. So another way of saying there's lots of opportunity out there, and for veterans and spouses that are considering business, yes, it's America. You have opportunity here if you'd like to start a business, but why do that if there's a business that exists that you could take over in many cases, too, Cliff, I mean, there are cases where even the current owners lend a hand on trying to help with making the financing easier. You get an existing customer base, and so the business is viable. It's not a startup. It's just a real smart play, and the truth is nobody else is doing it. I like to make sure people know, too, we are a nonprofit. We mm-hmm. don't get paid anything in this. This is what we do. Mm-hmm. We just happen to find a vacuum in our situation here in the small business sector that is not being addressed, and that's what Veteran Business Project is all about. And we greatly appreciate what you're doing here and helping us get the word out. There's opportunity here, and we need to take advantage of it. The veterans do. It's only right and appropriate that they be able to do this.
I think it's just amazing that people really need to know about it and to take advantage of it. Our call-in number is 312-374-8130. These gentlemen, Lynn Lauder and Dale Eisenberg, are giving us some information that is simply unbelievable. A lot of folks can take advantage of this, and hopefully they will do so. That's why we wanted them to come back. What else do we need to know, gentlemen?
Well, we talked about, Cliff, if people could come to our website, mm-hmm. veteranbusinessproject.org, take a look at it,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
see what our V-Harmony project is all about. They've heard it, but they can review it. But there are some businesses there that are up for sale. They can give us a call at 833-883-8249. Mm-hmm. Be happy to talk to them.
Is that 8249? Did you say? I'm sorry. 824. I had 8242, am I wrong?
Yeah, it's a clip. It's 833-883-8249.
Okay, great. Okay.
And call them back, and I'm happy to talk to them.
That's great. 833-883-8249. Okay.
Perfect. Yep.
Yeah. Want to make sure I get that right. But this is just an amazing thing, and we're just so pleased that there are folks that are taking advantage of it. And it's, you know, when you talk about what is needed or required, Len and Dale, to be involved in this program, you take care of everything. I mean, you really put people in the program, and most folks, obviously, based on what you're telling us, most people are successful. Is that correct?
Cliff, they really are. One thing to remember on this, I like to remind people, in the 9 years following World War II, Cliff, 49.7% of our veterans ended up in business for themselves, small businesses. Mm. Today, it's 4.5% because veterans have been struggling trying to get access to capital. The only way I can put a little emphasis on that in addition, Cliff, is that nowadays, as we all know, a college-bound teenager can go to school, apply for loans, and they don't have to have a credit score or collateral at all. But with veterans, they have to come up with a credit score of 680 and up, and they've got to have a dollar for every four that they want to borrow. So it has not been happening with banks the way it ought to be. And that's why we've been looking for programs that are available out there. And here comes this CDFI program through the Treasury Department. It's just outstanding. What I'm saying is our country should afford every opportunity for our veterans to be able to have their dream, start their own business. I know you know that. You mm-hmm. feel that way. So mm-hmm. does Dale. So do I. So do a lot of people out here listening in. It's just that they don't know where to start. Now, it's taken us 7 years to get here, Cliff. 7 years, wade through the swamp, so to speak. You know, all the paperwork, all the regulations, all that stuff. I mean, it is a challenge, but we got there. So this has been a long haul, but we're getting clarity, and we want as many people to know, the veterans and spouses out there, they've earned the right to have a shot at their own business. And if that's what they want to do, they should get behind it and go for their dream. Plain and simple.
Well, I think you gentlemen have done a great job, and you continue to do it. And the major thing, Dale and Len, is the fact that folks take advantage of it. Those people who are looking for that need to know exactly what you have out there. And how are we doing relative to people taking advantage of this wonderful thing?
Yeah, let me just say, Dale, talk about how many people are in the pipeline right now and a couple of deals.
Yeah, right now, just as I said earlier, my group alone is over 60, and it keeps growing every week. So it's been word of mouth. It's people that Google veteran and their veteran benefits, and will pop up. But it's certainly, forums like this that gets our name out there through our website. And, people that aren't veterans, they hear it and they tell their families about it, their friends. Some of these young people are struggling to find their way, and this offers them a real opportunity and solution. So, please have whoever you can get the word out about us, and we appreciate that.
It's unbelievable when you think of the figures, the statistics of with the Veterans Business Project and how much you folks have been able to really accomplish in getting it out. It's just a great thing.
Well, and it's really starting to grow now. It's picking up some momentum.
Yeah. When you talk, and you're talking about it, it's everywhere. Access to capital in the inner cities, in the rural areas. It's something that everybody can take advantage of, right?
Absolutely. This is Ben again. There are businesses, such as, say, for example, that are veteran-owned on the south side of Chicago.
Beautiful.
Those people, they've worked hard in their businesses. They've got them established. They're set up. And like in many cases, as I said, we find out they've raised kids. The kids go to school. The kids are moved around different parts of the country. They don't want to come home and take over the family business, whatever it happens to be. That happens. That's a common message, by the way, just all over the country. People call in. That's a sort of a standard profile, Cliff. So they come to us and say, can you help us find a veteran? Well, we've got veterans that are happy to take a look at the businesses. And we would prefer that rather than people just, what they talk to us, they say, well, we want to find somebody. The kids don't want it. I guess we're going to have to close it down. And then, then that's the end of that. And we say, whoa, don't do that. Let us see if we can help you find a veteran who would be interested in buying your business. And we most always do, Cliff. So
that's
right
amazing.
Here in Illinois, in the inner city, in Chicago, rural areas, downstate, and so forth, there are businesses right now in inner cities and small towns that we can help them find a buyer for. That's what we want to do. It's the right thing to do.
I think that's a great program. I just commend you both for the work that you do, and I hope everybody heard what he just said. There are veterans businesses owned on the south side of Chicago. That's important. People need to really understand the fact that this is something that can be done by so many people out there who are unaware of it. We're just pleased to have them. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We appreciate you both for being with us. And,
it's a pleasure.
We'll be talking again. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Talk to you soon.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Great.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube. We're everywhere. Get social with us. The Talk of Chicago, 1699 AM, WDON.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org. What's going on?
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services. And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group radio talk show. It's an honor to salute the bravery, sacrifice, and legacy of the Tuskegee Airmen, shoulders of excellence and resilience that helped to pave the way for all African American soldiers, men and women, past and present, to serve.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON, is your Black history-making station. Download the iHeartRadio app and listen live wherever you go. The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
And good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON, America's Heroes Group, roundtable honoring Black History Community Outreach. February is African American and American Heart Health Month. And, of course, we are pleased to honor that here at February 22nd, 2020. I am Cliff Kelly, the host, our executive producer. Glenda Smith is on with me. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Cliff, how are you?
Good, good, good.
Good.
Our digital media producer, Manny Corazari.
The best.
Yeah. Always a pleasure to have him.
Absolutely.
Right. And in recognition of the millennials and all, we are pleased to have on our live line Gerard Moore, who was the Deputy District Director for Congressman the Honorable Danny K. Davis of the 7th Congressional District, who is one of the best of anybody. And we're discussing millennials honoring our Black history community leaders. Mr. Moore, mm-hmm. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Cliff.
Good.
I'm happy to be online with you. I hate that I couldn't be there in person. We was actually having a Black History program today at Major Adams Community Center. It was Congressman Davis in collaboration with Major Adams Community Center. We actually honored 9 trailblazers from the community. We honored James Major Adams himself. We honored Artesia Randolph. We honored Marion Stamps. We honored Mary Baldwin. We honored Earlene Lindsay. We honored DeVera Beverly. We honored Nancy B. Jefferson. We honored Reverend Arthur D. Griffin. And we also honored Mamie Bone. It was a great program. I spoke. Got a little applause, so I guess I did well. So, but
Gerard,
it was great.
Gerard.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, sweetheart.
But it was great. It was great today, and I want to commend Congressman Davis for having the vision and the sensitivity to honor these community leaders.
Well said and on point.
Absolutely. That is very important, Gerard. How many people were there? A lot of attendees?
Oh, man. So what happened, we actually reached out to each one of these awardees, each mm-hmm. one of these families, and mm-hmm. they had representation. So, you know, where Major Adams Community Center is located is in the heart of Henry Horner Projects. So throughout the last couple of weeks, we knocked on doors and we invited people from Henry Horner Community, also from where the Vera Beverly is from, by Abla Projects. We made sure that all of those families knew. So we had a nice turnout. We actually provided a light lunch for everyone, and it was ongoing, and it was going well.
Sounds great. What are the millennials doing? What do they really are really concerned about? You're one of the leaders of the group.
Well, what I would say is when we use the term millennial,
mm-hmm.
I say young people.
Okay.
So, what I would say is I think we just, like anybody else, want to provide a better world than the world that we was handed to. How do we get to that point? It's different ways. We definitely need to do something about mental health care in our communities. We have to do something about that. We have to do something about affordable housing in our community. So I would say affordable housing and mental health care is the top two issues of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So if, as a millennial, as a young person, I would say that mental health care and affordable housing is two things that we need to address. We also need to make sure that we address the fact that we need to provide quality education for students all over the state, all over the community, all over the America. We need to make sure that we are preparing our children for tomorrow, and we have to do a great job doing that. We have to do a better job doing that.
Yeah.
What about jobs, Gerard, in terms of how do you see going forward, how can community leaders and organizations and businesses try to help in giving or establishing more jobs? Because I think
As it relates to jobs, what I would say, if we provide quality education, we provide a talented workforce,
yes.
which would create companies to come in to invest in our communities. We have to, like, as they mentioned, that Illinois population has been decreasing over the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Part of the reason is people are leaving for jobs.
Right.
People are leaving for affordable housing. So if we create a talented workforce, we educate our children, mm-hmm. we invest in our colleges and universities, it will create a better workforce, which would, in return, attract businesses to come into the state of Illinois.
Yes.
So we have to invest in our educational system so that we can attract other businesses to come in.
Well said.
Which would deal with the lack of jobs in the community.
Absolutely.
If someone wants to join us, we would certainly love you to do that. 312-374-8130 is the WVON call-in number. 312-374-8130. Gerard Moore, Deputy District Director for Congressman Danny K. Davis of the 7th Congressional District. You just mentioned something that everybody is looking at, Gerard. We are fearful of maybe losing a member, or even some people are talking about two of Congress because, as you just mentioned, so many people leaving the state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? What's going on?
I think what I mentioned before about investing in our educational system and making sure that we provide the necessary resources that's needed for people to thrive and be successful in the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. We will attract more people to come, mm-hmm. and the people that's here will be willing to stay. And if we invest in our educational system, companies will come in and invest, and will create jobs.
Right.
I think every person, no matter what your nationality or what part of the town you live in, the number one thing you want to do is to hand off your children a better life than what was handed off to you. And if you don't see that happening, you're going to go to a place where you feel that that's best. So I think as community activists, as elected officials, and as people who have a heart for the community, we have to figure out a way to provide that type of situation so people can be more attracted to the state.
Well said, well said. Well, I, too, want to honor a person that you honored today on behalf of America's Heroes Group, the Honorable Congressman Danny K. Davis, 7th Congressional District.
Yes.
Congressman. He's also advisory board member to America's Heroes Group and has been since 2016. I would like to acknowledge that not only has he been here with us from the beginning, but he still is a part of us proactively. He takes meetings with us whenever we request. He makes phone calls whenever we request on behalf of his constituents in his area with a specification of homeless veteran, because he understands that is a problem in his district.
Yeah.
Let me start with 2016 when we first got started. Not only did he say yes, he wanted to know how could he help. So the first thing he did in 2016, in 2017, and this is memorialized, and I'm speaking regarding an article that I read in the Chicago Sun-Times. I didn't care about who they chose. I cared about the language that they used, because I was very offended by the fact of what they said, not how they said it, but what they said. In 2016, he joined us. In 2017, he took the time out. Now, these are not election years. I'm telling you what he did. In a non-election year, he drove out to O'Hare because we asked him, along with Richard Borkins, who was the commissioner at that time, to assist us in helping to bury a veteran who had no means. Not only did he do it, but he drove out and he was a part of the ceremony. That's memorialized because Channel 32, Fox, Channel 32 and Channel 5 was there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, non-election year. The next thing he did, on times when we didn't have enough money to pay for operating expenses, Congressman Danny Davis, can you donate a check to America's Heroes Group? Well, yeah. And he did it. He did it. He didn't ask, can I get a commercial? He didn't ask, could I come on the show? These are non-election years. He did it. So because he did that back then, we're still sitting here right now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. Okay. How many meetings, at least three, has he gone with us over to Jesse Brown VA? Because we're trying to work to figure out how do we combat this homelessness problem in his congressional district. So when I read something that says he's not doing this or he's not doing that, you don't know what the hell you're talking about if you're not talking about present times. Because I know for a fact from America's Heroes Group what he is doing and what he is still doing. He works very, very actively with us as an advisory board member. So he's not just on the paper. You know how people like to put their names on stuff and don't really, really contribute. That's not him. That is not him. So I pay honor to him today wholeheartedly as a thank you, because he does when he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to answer the call every time we call. We're not the only company or organization, and we're not even in his congressional district. How many times have I come over and signed this sheet? You know that check part where it says in district or out? You know how many times I've seen checklists without out of his district? Because people understand if you come to him, if he can't help you directly, he's going to help you indirectly. What do I mean by that? He will pick up the phone and call and tell you who to talk to or who you can get some help from. He still helps when he doesn't have to. He's not obligated to help anyone outside of his congressional district, but he does it because why? Congressman Danny Davis is not a politician. He's an elected official. It's a difference between a politician and an elected official. A politician is a pop-up person that pops up because it's election time, and let me get these bullet points on so I can get reelected or get elected. But an elected official understands the obligation and the commitment mm-hmm. that he has made thereof to his constituents. And so this man has done this repeatedly on behalf of America's Heroes Group since 2016, and is still doing it. So I honor him today in Black History Month.
I agree with you. For example, how did I meet Congressman Davis? He's not in my family. He's just a guy that I met, right?
Uh-huh.
So how did I meet him? Going to a meeting. So I actually, through a guy named Harry Reese, he brought me to a meeting, and Congressman Davis pretty much took me in as if I was his own son.
Yeah.
Taught me something different, because in my mind, after my father was murdered, I wanted to go out and kill the guy that killed my father.
Mm-hmm.
But what he showed me was something different. He taught me something that I've been able to, that sustained me for the rest of my life, you know, to this point in my life, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So I commend him for being that type of person.
Absolutely.
And it's not just me.
Absolutely.
That he did that for. I've seen other people whose lives he's touched. So I want to honor Congressman Davis and Black History Month. It's good to be able to honor a person that you can see, touch, and feel.
Absolutely.
Because so many times we read about people and people tell you about individuals and their accomplishments and what they meant to society. But to actually know a person, it's like a young guy who always wanted to play basketball
mm-hmm.
to have an opportunity to work under Michael Jordan. That's how I feel working under Congressman Davis.
All right, now.
Yeah, so I admire him, and I appreciate all of his work and all of the sacrifice that he has made for our community as well.
And I feel the same way about Cliff. I feel the exact same way that you feel about
Congressman. We know that.
Yes, everybody knows that. Yeah, because
yes, I agree.
Yeah, because Cliff has touched lives, and I honor him separately than Congressman Danny mm-hmm. Davis. I honor him because mm-hmm. I honor Cliff in a way of being a godfather to me, and being a protege to me, and being a mentor to me, and taking me under his wings, having patience with me, constructive guidance, because he's hard. He's hard to work with, because I may want to do a show that he doesn't agree with. I have to prove to him before showtime why. And I have to prove it more than one kind of way. And even then, sometimes he doesn't want to do it. But once it gets going and all the angles connect, he says at the end, good show, baby. But on the way, he's raising hell. But he's mm-hmm. being who he is, his true self. So like Congressman Danny Davis, Cliff has touched so many lives around this country. Presidents,
yes, he has.
Vice presidents, governors, senators, congressmen, business leaders, you can name and keep naming, and you couldn't outname the lives of people he know and have made and poured himself into. So you and I are so blessed. We are so blessed because we have had the opportunity to follow. You see, you before you become a leader, you have to be a follower, son. You have to be humble enough to follow the wisdom of others. And that age ain't old, sweetheart. That's wisdom. So the mm-hmm. so that age brings in that experience and that intelligence that you may not be having, that connects your next steps to help you understand how to be a better person. So we're blessed. You and I are truly blessed.
We're certainly pleased to have him on. Yep. Our call-in number is 312-374-8130. If someone would like to add to what is being said, we would certainly love to hear from you.
Absolutely. It's Black History Month. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, Gerard, what else do you want to say?
Well, I'm just, first of all, I want to thank Cliff for an opportunity to be on his show. That's what I think it's all about. When you have wisdom,
mm-hmm.
when you have
experience,
labored,
uh-huh.
experience,
uh-huh.
and all of that, and you've given up an opportunity for a young person to have a chance to give his thoughts and ideas as it relates to how he feel about history,
mm-hmm.
how he feel about veterans. I think that's what it's all about, passing the knowledge down to other people. And I'm I want to be like that when I grow up, a little bit more, you know, have an opportunity to pass that knowledge down that I have received from Congressman Davis and people like Cliff Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely commend Cliff for serving in the military and putting his life on the line so that we can enjoy the freedoms and liberties that we seamlessly enjoy every day.
Yep.
Without a blink of an eye. Somebody had to put their life on the line for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I commend Cliff for doing that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your response to that.
Any activities and programs coming up that you want to talk about? Any of March activities?
Well, we just had some great activity today.
Uh-huh.
I know right now everybody is really focusing on election stuff, so
okay,
that's going on. I say everybody get registered to vote. I think that's very important.
There
also, the census. Make sure you get counted. Make sure you get counted. Money, when you're not counted, is money that's being missed that can be put into the community. Please make sure you get counted.
Amen.
Make sure you get registered to vote, because there's some things that you don't like in your community. The only way you can change it is to vote. You can't, after March 17th, you can complain all you want to. You stuck with it either for the next 2 years or the next four. So we need to make sure we register to vote, and we need to make sure that we get counted.
Do people understand that, Gerard? Do people understand how important that census is? Do you think you're out there?
I don't think, I'm going to be honest,
yeah.
I don't really think they understand.
Why?
Because
yeah.
if they understood,
yeah.
everywhere you look, it'd be somebody saying, man, I got to get counted. But I think in the African-American community, unfortunately, we have so many problems that we face with right now that we can't see that close to $2,000 is going to be missing from the community a year from now. They worrying about how they're going to eat today. They worrying about right now. So, and that's almost $2,000 per person per year for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
They not seeing it. They can't see that far. They got to worry about, am I going to make it back to school safe? When I walk to the store to go get some groceries for my family, am I going to get shot? So we have immediate issues and concerns that we are worried about, that we're not putting enough time and energy into trying to be counted, which is unfortunate. We still need to make sure that we put some energy in getting counted as well.
But, Gerard, are you thinking that they're feeling disenfranchised because of the plight of the community right now in terms of the danger, that they really don't care if they get counted or not?
Well, I don't even think they understand really the importance of being counted. They don't understand how that relates to their day-to-day life. They don't understand
social service
that.
And all that, right.
Yeah.
right.
They don't know nothing about no census stuff. They see it, but they probably saying, what that got to do with me? I need $20 to get some lunch meat or some beans or some rice for my family right now.
Okay.
you Which see
makes
what,
sense,
I'm saying?
What you're saying.
Because if they understood, they'd be racing to the nearest place to get counted.
Exactly.
If they understand that's almost $20,000 over the next 10 years that's being per person that's not being put into a community.
Right. That would absolutely represent them in their area.
Yes. So it's a lot of education that needs to be done as relates to how things directly impact individuals' lives. We have to do a better job at educating people, not yeah. just once they get out of school, but even in the schools. We need to educate people about civic duties and things that they need to do just to make this democracy work. The only way a democracy works if people participate.
Mm-hmm.
In the last election, we had less than about 30% of the people come out and vote. Is that democracy?
No.
Absolutely.
Is no. that democracy?
Right.
I think our democracy is threatened every time we get numbers that at 30%.
Yeah.
So we have to do a better job to engaging people and educating the youngsters so they can understand the importance of voting. Because if we don't, we slowly fading away from this democracy that we fought so hard to get.
Do you think registration, Gerard, is going to be better? When I say registration, I'm speaking of to vote.
I couldn't hear you. Say that again, Cliff.
Do you think the registration to vote is going to improve? We know we just talked about the census and how important that is.
Say that we've been registering people to vote over the last 3 or 4 years trying to get it done. But even once they registered, do they go out and vote? Think about it. In the state of Illinois, some of the coldest days of the year, election days, are held. We need to change the time when we go out and vote. Why we got to vote when it's cold outside where there's less participation? I think we should vote in the spring or in the summer when the weather is not as bad. But we go out and vote when it's cold. And it may be intentional because people in power want to stay in power. You know, and if we get a chance to engage people and get them excited about the political process, and if they don't got to go through a snowstorm to do it, maybe we'll get more voter participation. So it's a lot of work that needs to be done. I think we have been systematically oppressed. In order to change systematic oppression, we need systematic change. So, and I think that would be something that would be great to do, is to change the time when we vote.
And not just that, but elected officials like Congressman Danny Davis, who not only says it, but does it. See, I think, Gerard, seriously, a lot of constituents around the world are feeling a little disenfranchised because they are hearing it at one time and then they don't see it. So we got a problem with some of our elected officials who are not doing what they're supposed to by their constituents. So you become aggravated and say, what's the point? Okay, what's the point? You understand how you can become disheartened like that?
Yes, the congressmen always say power concedes nothing without a demand.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And in a democracy, it got to come from the people.
That's right.
We have to figure out a way to excite the people, because if the people get excited enough, we can change the elected officials.
Absolutely.
We can change them. So we have to figure out a way to engage the people, to get them excited about the electoral process, because they should be the drivers of this democracy, not the elected officials.
I totally agree.
Okay.
And if they don't do what they don't say, but if they say something and don't do it, then guess what? Hello. Like you said, 2-4-6, you're out. As simple as that.
Well, Gerard, you have really given us some great information,
mm-hmm.
and we certainly appreciate you, and just continue to do the wonderful things you're doing. Will you do that?
I definitely will. If not, this is what I would say, Cliff. I appreciate this opportunity, man. I really do. Just to get an opportunity just to give my opinion as it relates to how I feel that the community should be, and I appreciate that. And to your producer, she is off the chain. I really appreciate her. She'll be at my office tomorrow if I said something wrong. So hopefully I did well.
Gerard, let me say this before you hang up. I am so proud of you, because I've been knowing you a long time. Your heart is right. Your energy is real. And you have set and been mentored by a man of integrity. So, honey, congratulations on your endorsement from the Chicago Tribune. Hello. Love you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweet pie. So yes, I'll be there tomorrow to worry you.
So you read the Tribune?
Yeah, I do read the Tribune, baby. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. And thank you again, Cliff, for the opportunity.
You're more than welcome, Gerard.
See you Monday.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you guys so very much, as always, for listening to America's Heroes Group and watching us live on Facebook. Regarding any information as it pertains to affordable housing, social services, wellness care, please feel free to call Heroes Group at 312-803-2618. We're located at 155 North Weka Drive, Suite 4250. We appreciate you watching us live on Facebook. As always, hit our Facebook like button at the top of your page. Therefore, you stay connected to receive future notifications, events, information, resources regarding veterans, armed forces, and family members. We are always grateful to our partner, Mrs. Dorothy Lavelle of the Chicago Crusaders. Please call 773-752-2500 for an ad. To our technical producer, Devin Randall, thank you for doing a great job. To all of our iHeart listeners, thank you. Globally, we thank you on behalf of Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group. Have a blessed weekend.